village people. I think the construction worker.
But I don't like to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, though, but I need this for factual information. Because
that's why I don't like to talk about it, because people always laugh when they talk about it. Why are you laughing?
Why laugh? No, wait a minute. No,
you're laughing. You're talking about the village people, and you're laughing. That's why I don't like to talk.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought that all those guys had died because of AIDS or something like that.
No, they're all... Let me tell you, number one, they're all in good shape. They're all alive. I hear from them every now and then, and let me tell you something. I was the only one that wasn't funny.
You were the only one that wasn't funny.
That's right.
How can you be funny? Which one were you?
I was a construction worker. Don't laugh.
Wait a minute. Don't get hot. I mean, don't even get hot. I mean, you and Estelle, I understand, but you're the construction worker? Oh, come on, man. What is this? I'm calling from Baltimore to speak to your big behind, and you tell me that you were the construction worker.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say to that is,
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, you maggot. Thanks a lot. You know, that's going to haunt me the rest of my life. Hey, I wasn't funny. I wasn't funny. All right, admittedly, the other guys had their proclivities. But I'll never forget the first time. You know, when I was courting Estelle, I really wanted to impress her family. And I, you know, by then, when I was first courting Estelle, the village people were fading out. And we had just come off the last tour. And I remember I was at her house, and I was meeting her father for the first time, and her brothers. She had, you know, three big brothers and everything. And I wanted to be, you know. And then her father said, hey, you know what? We got to turn on the TV tonight. You know who's on that special that had the music special award? The village people. I got to see what those no-good, weeny, Washington maggots. I said, oh, we don't really have to watch that. I hate those kind of guys. Why don't we put on the Wild Kingdom? He said, oh, no. Oh, no. This I got to see. I got to see how America, my country, is running something like that on the TV. I said, we don't really want to see. Just goes out anyway. He said, no, let's put on Wild Kingdom. And then I put a Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Hi, I'm Marlon Perkins. And today we'll look at the red-tailed warbler. And her pop grabbed the TV set, just flicked. And he said, oh, we're going to miss it. There they are. I stood in front of the TV set. Let me see if I can focus. And he said, get out of the way. You're blocking the view. And, oh, no. I kept trying to distract him. Raphael was singing the lead. Alexander was right behind him in the headdress. Her father's going, look at those guys! Look at that disgusting display! I said, wait a minute. Look at that. I said, we're missing Wild Kingdom. And I whipped it over to Wild Kingdom. So I asked Jim to go out of the Jeep, and he was trying to track down the red-tailed warbler. When only her father pushed me out of the way. He said, get your hands off my TV, said boy! He said, I don't believe it. I've seen it, but I don't believe it. Her brothers got up. They were cracking their knuckles, moving toward me. Oh, God. I was backing up against the wall. I was on my tippy toes. They reached out for me. I said, can I have a little more punch, please? As they threw me onto the lawn. It wasn't for years later till I convinced them that no. You know, I broke wind a couple of times with authority so they could tell that I had no way, any prior experience. You know, I mean, oh, man, it finally put their minds at rest. It was hell. It was a living hell. And I nearly got thrown out of the group one time, too. We were all supposed to put creative input in. And Alexander was the one that came up with all the different steps and everything. And, you know, they said, Grace, you know, you never do any of the steps. All you do is follow us. Why don't you come up with something? I mean, everybody else comes up with the different moves we can make, and all you do is just copy our moves and go right along. I said, well, all right, guys. I tell you what, when we do the break after the second chorus, while Alexander and Philippe are doing the sidestep shingling, why don't I jump to the forefront, grab the mic, and do a tap dance? On my left foot. On my right foot. Me walking and tippy-doo, hopping down. On my left foot. On my right foot. I got my wingtip smoking. On my left foot. On my right foot. Hello, can you go? And all the hardest thing in all the tap dancing is the double reverse twist with a backward twirl landing on my feet. Whoa!
They just looked at me and said, never mind.
With the tuna-scented Sennheiser, the Grease Man, on DC 101.